Hi, I'm Leah Drummond, and the podcast is News About Brazil. Links to sources of all the news I share here with you are in the description of this episode. You can also reach me on Twitter at News About Brazil. Send me a message about what you know from Brazil. It will be awesome to hear from you. On Monday, July 19th, federal police informed the Supreme Court that investigations involving the former Environment Minister, Ricardo Salles, point to using false documents to make illegally harvested products, such as timber, legal. This guy, Ricardo Salles, is one of the main ones responsible for the growth of deforestation and mining inside indigenous land that once was protected by the Brazilian Constitution, causing irreparable devastation to the environment he should work to protect. He was one of the long-lasting ministers to keep his job in Bolsonaro's government. He was also recorded saying that they, the government, should use the COVID-19 pandemics and the media to approve all unpopular changes to the environmental laws without triggering too much attention. Hunger has returned. This sad statement was declared by former President Dilma Rousseff, because more than 50% of the Brazilian population, over 117 million people, face food insecurity since the pandemic has started. More than 540,000 people died. This is over 2% of the country's population. Other millions of survivors live with irreversible consequences due to the COVID-19 infection. The unemployment rate hit the record of almost 15%, and many considered employed are actually underpaid, doing informal jobs like selling products or homemade food on the streets. The number of homeless people and violence is visibly increasing. This awful situation Brazil faced since the COVID-19 pandemic started is 100% attributed to the actual government of President Jair Bolsonaro. He preached the so-called herd immunity and worked to help spread the virus instead of supporting social distance and lockdown measures. Brazil did not have one single lockdown declared by the federal government. All the ones that happened were due to local government decision to go against the Brazilian health minister official guidelines. So this last week, more than 30,000 people among congresspeople, artists, representatives of social movements and civil society signed a petition to ask for Bolsonaro's impeachment. They also released a video clip. Well, today there are 129 bids for his impeachment with Arthur Lira, head of Brazil's lower house. Lira, who is Bolsonaro's supporter, said that they did not justify the opening of impeachment proceedings. On Saturday happened the #24J4Bolsonaro, a public rally that gathered millions around the whole country on the streets to protest against Jair Bolsonaro's murderous government. Even with the pandemic still out of control in Brazil, people took the risk to go outside to express their disgust over their more than 540,000 deaths. Statues were burned and statements were clear: Bolsonaro's time is up. COVID-19 is already the most significant cause of death from disease among kids between 10 and 19 years old. As vaccination rates are still shallow in Brazil, youth is still vulnerable. The estimate to start vaccinating teens is September, but only in Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo, two of the 26 Brazilian federative units. While the older are getting immunized, they feel more comfortable not following physical distancing rules, so the pandemics may go out of control again because the virus can find ways to evolve to new strains, which has already happened. And something positive. Skateboard gave Brazil its first Olympic medal in Japan. 28 years old Kelvin Heffler wins the silver medal in street skateboarding category. An interesting fact is that until 1988, skateboarding was forbidden in the country. Well, Brazil is enormous and too many things happen every day there. These were some of the news I wanted to share with you. I hope you enjoy it. Let me know what you think. Send me a message on Twitter at News About Brazil. This podcast is made by me, myself, and I, so if you want to support me and help me make this grow, you can follow me on Twitter at @newsaboutbrazil and share this episode. You can rate this episode where you listen to your podcasts, or if you feel so inclined, you can send me any amount at paypal.me/LiaDrumont. It spells paypal.me/LiaDrumond. The link is also in the description. Thank you so much for listening until the end. I don't know what to say at the end now. Let's party hard like Brazilians do. Looks like I'm mocking this awful situation my country's facing. I will think about something else. Because as we say there in Brazil, we are laughing not to cry. Bye-bye.